For the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, March 31st, goes to an unidentified 51-year-old man in Washington State who was arrested Sunday following a high-speed chase on Interstate 5. He is facing several charges. I'm not judging. Okay, if you're doing things you don't got no business doing, then sometimes you got to take the police on a high-speed chase. It is what it is. I don't agree with people driving drunk, because when you are driving drunk, you put yourself at risk. But even greater, you put other people at risk. And it's just stupid to drive drunk nowadays when you can call Uber, when you can call, you know, Lyft. Like, there's absolutely no reason to be driving drunk. You can still have a designated driver. And here's the thing. This man is being charged with drunk driving, but he claims he wasn't driving. In fact, when the police officers pulled him over, there was somebody else in the driver's seat. Okay. He's blaming everything that happened on his designated driver. See, this 51-year-old man from Washington State says he was teaching somebody to drive, and that's who should, you know, get all of these charges. And I know what you're thinking, teaching someone to drive. Well, how dare, you know, he get some little kid to do his dirty work? Because that's usually who we're teaching how to drive, right? Little kids. But no, that's not who he was teaching to drive. Let's go to KOMO News 4 for the report, please.
A man is now in custody, arrested on suspicion of DUI after state troopers say he led them on a chase, get this, with his dog in the driver's seat. This happened around 1:15 this afternoon. Troopers say the man hit two vehicles at the Boeing Access in Seattle, then kept on driving. Troopers spotted the car, which was going more than 100 miles per hour at the time. The driver got into nearby trails several times before that chase came to an end, once some spike strips were put out to stop the car. Troopers say the dog was actually in the driver's seat. The man told investigators he was teaching the dog how to drive, but he was steering for the dog.
Yep. This 51-year-old identified man was teaching his pit bull how to drive. See, I don't understand pet lovers. I mean, I do, but I don't. Okay, not pet lovers like this. See, this is the extreme. People who, you know, buy clothes for their animals, who treat their animals like they're humans. I respect it. I get it. But some of y'all just go too far. And this is an example of going too far. I know that's your dog. I know, you know, dog's a man's best friend. And, you know, you treat your pet like he's a human. And you treat your pet like he's your child. But no. Can you imagine going to jail and somebody says, what you in for? And you say, me and my dog took the cops on a high-speed chase. And nobody questions it because they just think you're talking about your homie. Not to mention, I'm not just waving off the fact that the dog couldn't have been driving. I've been seeing some wild things on the internet. I've seen dogs walking on hind legs like humans. I've seen rats taking showers in sinks. I mean, using the soap and everything. I feel like these animals are way smarter and have gotten way smarter than we give them credit for. I mean, animals have always been smart. That's the reason Noah had more animals on the ark than people, because the animals were smart enough to listen to Noah when Noah told them that it was about to rain. And that's why a lot of animals been around for thousands of years, and us punk ass humans' lifespan is limited. For all we know, this could have been one of those pit bull, you know, man hybrids who can actually talk, but he only speaks to his owner. And he told his owner that he wanted to learn how to drive. And so his owner taught him. Dogs follow directions. You tell a dog to sit and stay, he listens. You tell a human to sit and stay, well, we go to the club during a global pandemic. Now, the 51-year-old man has been charged with DUI, reckless driving, hit-and-run felony, and it's not clear if the pit bull will face any charges in this incident. I have nothing else to say here. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give this unidentified 51-year-old man from Washington State the biggest hee-haw.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.